Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Look the Other Way by Michael Mohan Joshua and Patrick Foley is a modern-day drama soon to be turned into a motion picture about a small town being torn apart by a sexual assault as the tight-knit community confronts the monster the town created. The readers will be asking themselves how long one should look the other way when it comes to rape. The thriller is a passion project between Michigan screenwriters Michael Mohan Joshua and Patrick Foley over a three-month period back in 2003. Now, over the years, Michael has kept editing the story into what it is today, a snapshot of modern society. Michael was born in Pakistan, grew up in the United States in a middle-class spiritual environment where questioning the existence of oneself, let alone God, a higher power, was allowed. He created his own marketing, advertising, and publishing company, written several other works of fiction and poetry, and is planning to direct this screenplay into a motion picture and hopefully doing it soon. Michael Mohan Joshua, author of Look the Other Way, joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you? Good day.
I am doing great and looking forward to talking about this book that you've written, screenplay, getting ready to turn it into a major motion picture. This is such a powerful message, a powerful screenplay that you've written. What inspired you to write Look the Other Way?
In the early 2000s, after having showcased my debut feature film with Nobody, like you said, a friend of mine, Patrick Foley, brought the idea to my attention for the basis of Look the Other Way. During that time, various news stories were circulating about sexual assault and date rape. Initially, I was intrigued that not only would this make for a great movie, but my intention while writing the screenplay was that it would cause a change in society for the better and create a discussion about sexual assault and rape in general.
Well, and you do that in a way that we're captured by the story, and we ask ourselves a lot of questions as we're watching the story unfold. The story is Look the Other Way by Michael Mohan Joshua, book available at Amazon, of course, all of the usual places. When you look back at this time in 2003, when you were contemplating putting the story together, was your own life ever a part of Look the Other Way? Any personal experience that caused you to maybe write this story?
Although Look the Other Way is not a part of my own life, I believe as the writer, there have to be instances where my own thoughts and experiences of having gone through a major university, having partaken in humongous frat and house parties where alcohol and drugs are everywhere, and hearing stories of friends, male and female, having been assaulted, as well as the newspaper clippings and stories on news networks on the almost daily basis, this is a sad part of life living in this society in general. Though it's not a part of my life, I'm not in it, but as a writer, there have to be cases where my inflections were put into the book.
You know, it's interesting. Look the Other Way is the perfect title. And as you go through, and we'll talk about some of the characters as they develop in Michael's book, Look the Other Way. So often we're shocked when we hear stories of people we don't know. But when it's people in our community, people we know, there is a tendency possibly to look the other way and become maybe more tolerant than we would otherwise. And we see that unfold in the book, Look the Other Way. Who's been an influencing figure in your life in terms of being an artist? You've done a number of work, this being among them, Look the Other Way. Who has influenced you?
Major influence on my artwork has got to be Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, and the entire Beat Generation, especially after reading On the Road by Kerouac. Right then and there, I wanted to write the next great novel. However, from a very early age, maybe when I was 4 or 5, I fell in love with Amitabh Bachchan after watching The Burning Train. I, as well as millions of others, wanted to be a hero like Amitabh. Furthermore, artists of all types, from Vincent van Gogh, Charlie Chaplin, Alfred Hitchcock, James Dean, Brando, Katharine Hepburn, The Beatles, The Doors, The Clash, U2, Madonna, Nirvana, Nine Inch Nails, Pearl Jam, Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Herb Ritz, Annie Leibovitz. Basically, I could keep naming names. However, my father, since I watched and discussed art with him on numerous occasions, has been a major influence on my thoughts on art. He may not know this, though.
You know, that's interesting that all of those people you mentioned, and that sort of all of them in a small way helped shape who you are, who Michael Joshua is as an artist. The importance of family, the importance in this case of your father, of maybe not even being aware that he's nurturing this talent in you. How important is that, that you've got that family participation?
It's very important, especially staying grounded, having thoughts. I have pie-in-the-sky ideas usually, especially being a filmmaker. You think the grandest thoughts, but keeping family around and being around family keeps me grounded, and I think it's very important, though, for any artist.
That's interesting. You mentioned pie-in-the-sky, and this idea came to you, and I want to talk about when this idea came to you, where you got the idea to write Look the Other Way, and then follow through with it, because I'm sure as an artist you have ideas that constantly cross your mind throughout the course of the day. Tell me when you first decided this captured your attention, you thought about doing it, and then actually going ahead and telling this story.
The idea of Look the Other Way came to me, as I said, from my friend Patrick Foley while I was living in the Detroit, Michigan area. I was at a point where I was writing quite a bit and just beginning my path, my journey of finding my own voice and what I wanted to become as an artist. I wanted to cause a stir in society. Over the next 15 years, I got analysis and reviews done and kept editing the original manuscript into what it is now, a book published in late 2018. What I envisioned for my future, I'm quite unsure. I have 15 scripts that I've written. I'm trying to make all of them. I want to make 50 movies in my lifetime, but it starts with my next project, which is hopefully Look the Other Way.
Look the Other Way is the name of the book we're talking about. Michael Mohan Joshua, the author, co-author of the book. And the book is available at Amazon, all of the usual places. The information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back to this, when you decided you'd like to be an artist, you're influenced, enthralled as you're watching all of these people. When did you think that you might like to be an artist, sort of follow in the footsteps of all the people you mentioned before, only create a separate path for you, one just for Michael Joshua?
I never really thought about becoming an artist until a very late stage in my life. I was an artist for other people that had gifts and just other people, that, not me. Although, as I look back at it, art was always in my blood, as both my grandfathers were artists themselves. My paternal grandfather helped write the first Punjabi screenplay, I believe in 1927, and a script that he wrote regarding Easter was performed every year by a production company. My maternal grandfather was a well-known sound recordist engineer in India. However, I had several family members in the medical field, and being Asian, I just went through the motions of studying medicine. In my junior year at the University of Michigan, even though I took the MCAT, I made a choice to study film and video studies so as not be left behind and actually found my passion. Without this decision, I believe I would have just been another number, a statistic of being underachieved.
Well, you're certainly not underachieving. All of, and you'll see as you go to our website and look at the bio there for Michael, all that you've done, all the contributions you've made. This one in particular, Look the Other Way by Michael Mohan Joshua. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places. Talk about how difficult it is to be an artist, not just a screenwriter, but an artist in general. You're sort of out there by yourself. Well, you are out there by yourself. It's your ideas, so you're set up for rejection almost on a daily basis sometimes. There's not a guaranteed paycheck in many cases. What's the most difficult aspect that you see it in being an artist?
Well, being an artist, working in several different creative mediums, including filmmaking, photography, video editing, and screenwriting, is actually less difficult than being solely a screenwriter. A screenwriter, though the idea of any great story comes from the screenwriter, the writer, unless also producer or director, is at the bottom rung of filmmaking. The screenwriter is at the mercy of the producer or executive producer, director, or even the actor. Most people think the actors come up with the cool lines, whereas it is the writer who most likely originated the classic line. I did not want to be at the mercy of anyone. Wanted to not have a typical 9-to-5 occupation. Therefore, I have put in quite a lot of work on photography, editing, poetry. Being an artist is more freer than being a screenwriter. However, the drawbacks of being an artist are not knowing where the next paycheck, like you said, will come from, or even the next great idea. It's really up to me where I want to take my direction. It's awesome, and it's also scary at the same time.
I was going to say it has to be a combination of emotions. It's exhilarating when things are working, and can be very frustrating when they're not working, because it's all up to you. Michael Mohan Joshua, our guest on the program. The book is Look the Other Way. Besides this, you are a true artist. You're a poet at heart, that you say, and you've written books of poetry as well. Also involved, a very talented photographer. When did you pick up the camera? Talk about that aspect of your art background.
I love photography. I believe photography is the origination for my filmmaking. I believe when I was in 8th grade or 9th grade and being quite sociable, I thought it would be great to capture my classmates, my friends and family, and preserve that image memory for posterity. Being a filmmaker is amazing, but films, due to financial reasons as well as scheduling of several others involved, can take years in between projects. Soon after graduating university, I took a cross-country trip across the United States. Initially, I bought a film still camera and over 100 rolls of film. I was determined to learn photography as a photo expresses 1,000 words per image, as they say.
Yes.
Over the years, I have studied and taken classes in photography, but now with the digital age and phone cameras, everyone and anyone can become a pretty good photographer, honestly, I believe. I picked up photography to help my filmmaking skills as well as capture memories, as memories are amorphous and changing every moment. With photography, it is captured for me and others to jog that memory and perhaps create a wonderful work of art.
It's interesting you talk about taking pictures. You do such a, there's a difference between taking a picture and telling a story with that picture, which you do so well. When you direct a motion picture, Look the Other Way, this is your creation. How closely aligned will that movie be with the book?
I personally think there are at least 6 phases of creating a motion picture. First, there's the conception of the idea, just coming up with the idea itself. Second is actually writing the idea as a concrete story. Then there's the directing, producing the picture, followed by editing the movie in post-production. And then there's the marketing and showcasing and distribution of the final product. From concept to final product, a movie can change drastically. However, with Look the Other Way, I'm going to do my darndest to keep the integrity and concept of the book translated into the movie. Knowing full well, I will be working with actors, cameras, and editors who may have other visions for their role in the process. However, I am prepared to collaborate.
You know, that's interesting, and we get sort of a glimpse as to what happens. Someone, the screenwriter, comes up with the script, and then you've got so many other people that are touching the project, aren't they, at various stages where it can change, and that has to be frustrating when you see it maybe go in a different way, a different focus than what you meant when you were doing the screenwriting. That has to be difficult sometimes to adjust with that.
Well, it is difficult. I'm not at the point in my career where I've only done one feature film in my life, and it was from an idea that I wrote. And I directed it, I produced it, and almost edited it, co-edited it with a group. It's a collaboration.
Yes.
Filmmaking is a collaboration, whereas photography or painting on canvas is individual art medium, I believe.
And that's a great mindset to go into. Okay, this is a collaboration, so I think at that point you're willing to hear other people's ideas and to adapt accordingly. With us on the program is Michael Mohan Joshua. The book is Look the Other Way. You'll find the book at Amazon, all of the usual places. We've talked about, as a poet, we've talked about different aspects of your career as a photographer. Talk about when you decided you would like to be a filmmaker. You remember how old you were when that thought came to you?
Yes, I do. One of the major reasons I wanted to become a filmmaker was just to stay alive. I didn't want to be left behind. I thought I was going to just be a cog in the wheel, just a number. I don't know if I would still be existing if I had not found my passion. I was late to the game at about 19. I decided to study and devote my life to films art. Till this day, I'm still fascinated by films and how they are made. It was not until junior year in college that I decided to become a filmmaker and at least give it a shot. I had no idea how to do it. I didn't know anybody in L.A. or New York or in the film business, aside from my grandparents, but they have all passed on since then, and I was kind of one in a billion shot. But the rewards hopefully will come eventually when the next movie comes together in the form of Look the Other Way.
And you're on that career path, that trajectory that I think you're going to see that success. As you look back over your life and you made some decisions that you probably didn't think you were going to make as a young person as you were growing up, when you look back on your life, would you do anything differently? Are you satisfied with where you are? And things worked out pretty well.
Well, I don't like to ever have regrets. And in life, one does not get a do-over. But if I had to do it all over again, I would make a conscious effort to find a passion before attending college. I graduated high school at a younger age of 16 and was still assimilating into the American culture as I had migrated only 9 years prior. I would have taken time after high school to work and find myself and be focused in undergrad instead of wasting time in an expensive endeavor such as learning at a big university. Of just going through the motions of studying medicine because that is what society expects of me or what I thought I was supposed to be, a doctor. I would wait, and like Robert Frost's poems, I would have taken the other road.
That's interesting how, and that's a good lesson for people out there that sort of get focused, and that really made a difference in Michael's life. The book is Look the Other Way. A few minutes left on the program. Let's talk about how important this project is. How important is this to you and the message that you tell in the book? I use the word passion in the introduction for the program. Has this become a passion for you to tell this story?
Well, I've been with it since 2003. Many people would have given up if, the first instance they got rejection.
Yes.
And that's the part of filmmaking. If it was so easy, everyone would do it. But the hard part is just being rejected and rejected and rejected and then come out on the other end of it and still with it and hopefully see the final product. It's close to my heart. I do want to devote 1,000% to this project. I have a yearning for changing society thinking a little bit. Just my part and what I can do. I don't think I would change society altogether, but just those that watch this movie will hopefully start talking about it and maybe make their own actions a little more positive-minded, or else tell their friends and family who are in bad behavior to correct themselves.
Well, it starts with asking a question, and your title, Look the Other Way, can be interpreted as a question that we all need to ask as we see a situation unfolding. In this case, it was sexual assault. A couple minutes left in the program. Talk about the development of the characters, because they're very relatable in a small town. You've got a police officer. You've got a kid that sort of gets into trouble. You've got young women who are involved in this. And what goes on in a situation like that? And all of the reviews praise you on the development of the characters. They're very vividly written. They come alive. Talk about developing the characters for Look the Other Way.
Developing the characters, I was helped with collaborating with Patrick Foley on this. He motivated me to keep writing and editing it and working on it. We wrote it in 3 months in 2003, but it didn't end there. You know, it was just outline, a skeleton at that time. And the characters, I fleshed them out after reviews and analysis done by professionals. And then the story has become what it is now. Fleshing out characters is difficult, but at the same time, if you go in a natural process of letting the characters speak for themselves. It's fun writing in the sense where the characters come into your head and they say the lines for you. And when the characters are speaking for you, it's interesting. Even from the female point of view, have a female character say something, but it's coming from my own head. It's interesting to me when you let the characters just speak for themselves and you, the writer, kind of get out of the way.
Well, it doesn't seem forced, and I guess that's probably one of the best reviews you can have. You really tell the story flows, it captures the imagination of the reader as we're going through this. This is a screenplay. I would think it's probably the best time maybe to be out there with a screenplay because there's so many different venues, all of these different outlets doing videos. On the other hand, it has to be a frightening time because of the pandemic and people not doing as much production as they did before. What's the status now of Look the Other Way? How are you coming in your project to get this into a motion picture?
Well, like you said, first is the pandemic. None of us expected this to happen, and it has really changed society as a whole. I think it's going to affect me in the course of my life for, it's not going away anytime soon.
Yes.
It's changed filmmaking quite a bit. I've had to make decisions about individuals who don't want to take the vaccine shot. I respect their thoughts, though I have been vaccinated myself, but I don't want to lose anybody over a movie or cause them health issues due to the pandemic. Right now, we're waiting. I was supposed to begin production October 4th. However, with the pandemic and several other decisions that have to be taken into place, we're going to wait till spring of next year to produce this.
Probably a wise thing to do. I would think that nothing could be worse than getting started, having to stop production, go back and reevaluate and pick up at that point. We will be watching with great interest how you are coming with the screenplay Look the Other Way. The book Look the Other Way, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. The author, co-author, is our guest on the program, Michael Mohan Joshua. And you'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Michael, a fascinating conversation. What goes into an artist? What goes into being a screenwriter? And where these ideas come from? And how important Look the Other Way is? It is a snapshot of society and one that we all need to see. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it, Rick.
It has been a pleasure. Michael Mohan Joshua. The book is Look the Other Way. You'll find it Amazon, usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.